93.9 WKYS, number one for hip-hop and R&B in the DMV. Britt is here. She got a look at the news. Britt, what's going on?
Well, Russ, Dulles International is one of five U.S. airports where there will now be extra screening to try to detect the deadly Ebola virus in travelers. Thomas Duncan, a passenger who came through Dulles on his way from West Africa, died yesterday of Ebola. The FBI says it is aware of graffiti in Northwest D.C. that appears to express support for the terrorist group ISIS. The graffiti found on a traffic camera at Connecticut Ave in Calvert Street reads in Arabic, Allah Akbar, followed by ISIS. For the first time, a Homeland helicopter is being used in the search for the missing University of Virginia student. Today marks 26 days since 18-year-old Hannah Graham was last seen alive. The results from the flyover are due today. A man who shot an 8-year-old girl in Southeast D.C. pled guilty to multiple charges yesterday. Last Valentine's Day, 20-year-old Kyrie Brown and his friend, 21-year-old Nathaniel Patton, attempted to rob an individual in a Southeast apartment complex. Michaela Darton was unintentionally hit by a bullet during the incident. Brown will be sentenced in December. A man was shot and killed in District Heights yesterday. Police in Prince George's County, Maryland, were called to Loring Drive at about 9 p.m. to find a man suffering from a gunshot wound. He was pronounced dead at the scene. And in Montgomery County, a woman was stabbed several times while fighting for her life during an attempted robbery. It happened about 7:45 p.m. Monday in Forest Park Apartments on Piney Branch Road. A witness saw a man approach her and stab her when he refused to give up money. She has been released from the hospital. D.C. Councilman Tommy Wells met with city residents at Howard University last night for a public hearing on police stop and detain policies. The forum was the first of a two-part hearing that concludes next week. And in sports, four Washington Wizards are being suspended for a regular season game after jumping in Monday's preseason fight. More on that coming up in our sports segment. I'm Britt, that's your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.